Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Good morning. Glad to be back with you. This is Tony Williamson, your host today for Iolo Radio. We are live and on the road today, so we are excited about being on the radio, and we got a very, very special guest for you. If you are an Iolo agent, now is the time to text out to your team, 718-664-9145, and let them know that the radio show is live. We've got a very special agent that's had some tremendous success in the field. Also, we've got some other news for you coming up today, and I want to say good morning to my co-host here, Mr. Bud Nemeth, the Director of Marketing for Iolo. Good morning, Bud. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, everybody. How are you? I just want to say hello. I don't have any new news or updates or announcements for today. Today, I'm going to play agent in the field, and I'm going to sit back and take notes as we listen to Steve's story, and I would strongly encourage anyone who's listening live or gets to listen to this on IOLORadio.com in the recorded version to take notes, and you'll be able to pause it and stuff. But not only just take notes, but actually go out and employ some of the strategies that Steve's going to share with us today if you truly want to build a successful Iolo business, an Iolo agency, a successful Iolo agency, which means you have merchants that are actively engaging their customers about Iolo and making Iolo sales. So, Tony, I don't have anything. I'm just going to go ahead and mute out and take some notes.
Fantastic, Bud. Thanks so much. Well, we've got a special guest, Mr. Steve Koistinen. I believe I'm saying your last name right, Steve, and you can correct me if I'm not. But anyway, I just want to share with our audience that Steve, I know you have a background in multi-level marketing, and you've had some success in that field. Also, that you had some experience in real estate, that you truly are an entrepreneur and a businessman, and also, obviously, well-versed as a professional salesman as well. You know, that you've got some years of experience about here communicating and selling different things and creating teams of people. And, you know, the thing that we're excited about hearing from you today is a strategy that you've developed, that you shared with us, that you've developed a strategy. You kind of, you know, took everything in and really did your homework and put together a system that you put to work, and it's helped you to recruit a large number, literally, of agents, quite a few agents already on the team, and also a system to help train your merchants, knowing that that is a real big piece of the overall success of the program of Iolo. So with that said, Steve, I want to say good morning. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today on the radio show, and I'm just going to let you give you the mic and let you kind of take it away. Share a little bit with us, if you will, Steve, about your background. You know, just kind of set it up here. What experience do you bring to the team, and then, you know, how you're planning to move forward with the strategy that you've developed.
You bet. That sounds great, Tony. Hey, I appreciate the intro this morning. Bud, good morning, and good morning at the home office there. I hope you guys are listening today. You might be able to get something that make your step a little bit lighter today, maybe put a little bigger smile on your face, and I hope that works for you. Yep, I'm out in California, San Francisco Bay Area. I've done a number of different things in business over the years. Back in the 90s, did some real estate development, real estate sales, and I've done a number of different in-home sales. And then, of course, I've worked for myself for 30 years. I haven't worked for anybody else. And so, It's true. I did do some network marketing. Had achieved some success with that. Nothing that I really wanted to move forward with. You know, always looking for the residual income. I think that's what everybody on the line here, one of the main things they're here for is that. And since, you know, I'm at a point in life right now where there's more life behind me than there is in front of me now. And, you know, through mistakes and ups and downs of markets, missing markets, you know, I'm at a point where, you know, the retirement doesn't look real well at the moment. So, you know, we came into Iolo later part of November last year, and, you know, Micah brought me in from Southern Cal, and then we checked the company out, went back in December, mid-December, met all the principals. Great businessmen, very honest, lots of money backing it. And so these were all the kind of the things we were looking for to jump on. You know, and the holidays came around, and, you know, I kind of sat back. I knew the baby was new. She had to grow a little bit. They went through beta in December and January, and February 7th last month, we actually launched in the United States. So, you know, the way I explain it is, you know, a surfer, when they go out into the water, they'll paddle out, you know, far enough to where they can catch a wave. And they sit on their board and they look towards the ocean and they wait. They wait for what they believe to be the perfect wave. And so this is kind of what I did. You know, I sat down and I knew Alan and crew were sanding off the rough edges, polishing up the vehicle. And then it all changed for me, you know, just about a few weeks ago, the first part of March. I really understood at that point what Iolo is to me. And I think everybody's got to come to that point and figure that out. And you're going to hear when I tell you, I've developed a kind of a four-step program, three steps, one, qualify in the story, second, sending a prospect to a website, three, collecting a decision, and four, fast start training. When you hear my story, I hope that it comes through, or when you hear the story, the way I explain Iolo, I hope that it comes through to you and you hear and feel what I did. And it was at that point in time that when I heard and felt and understood what Iolo was, I saw that wave and I turned around and I just kept paddling and I caught the wave. And I'm here this morning to help each and every one of you. I'm not here for myself. I could be bringing on another agent right at the moment. So I'm here for you. And, you know, I give it freely and you take it and you use it. But here we go. There's four things that I look for. Either if I've got an ad in a paper or Craigslist, there's no newspapers anymore, but in Craigslist, and somebody sends me their resume. I look for four things in there. One, entrepreneurship. Two, work ethic. Three, a little courage. It takes a little courage to walk in off the street cold. Not a lot, just a little. And then really, why do they want to do something like this? And if that, you know, I see something in there, in that resume, or talk to them, I see something of one of those four, then I go ahead and I take them into step one. And so I just qualified them. I went through those steps, found something I liked, so I'm going to take them a step further. I go into the story, and this is what I say. I say exactly what I'm going to tell you right now. If I have to step out of the process for a moment to explain something, I will. If I'm out of the process, and then I'll say I'll go back into the process, and that'll help you out to kind of do it, understand. Anyway, here's the story. Well, you know, there's 100 million people in the country now who have been damaged, quite frankly, over the past 6 years. You know, their credit's shot. They've been hurt. You know, these are good people. You know, there's mom and dad, a couple of kids, and they got a house, they got a car, they got jobs. You know, they're living, but they don't have any credit. The credit's gone now. And so, you know, mom and dad, they know they should be replacing that car, but they don't have any credit. You know, they can't do that. So they're responsible. They're trying to maintain their vehicle as best as they can. And you know, they're looking at the tires one day. The tires are getting pretty thin. And so they go, well, we better go over to the tire shop and see what we can do. So they go into an Iolo tire store. And the clerk behind the counter goes and grabs their information on their vehicle, comes back, says, yeah, that's going to be $700 for tires. And, you know, mom and dad go, whew, boy, we don't have that kind of money. And the clerk behind the counter goes, well, we can go ahead and we've got a finance program. We can check your credit and see if you qualify there. Well, mom and dad know their credit's gone. And so the clerk comes back behind the counter and says, well, we've got a no credit check program that we might be able to get you through. And they and mom and dad go, oh, really, what's that? And the clerk goes, well, I got to ask you three questions. One, are you 21, age of 21 or over? Yes. Okay. Have you had at least, you know, $1,000 a month consistent income for the past 6 months? $1,000 or over? Yes. Okay, cool. Do you have a bank account for the past 6 months where you haven't bounced anything? Oh, okay, good. Yes on that. All right, great. Well, come over. Let's put your info in. The clerk behind the counter pops up on the computer screen. Is in the portal, our portal, and pops up the application. 10 simple questions. You know, one is what's your name, two, your address, three, your license, driver's license number, that sort of thing, and banking information. And what happens then is that that clerk goes ahead and pushes that submit button, and our algorithms or our technology checks 300 points of information almost instantly. And if all of that is verifiable, oh, in that check of the 300, what we're doing, we know the credit's gone. So we're checking stability. Are these people stable? And we're also checking their income statement, you know, that they made on the application. Do they have an additional, you know, whatever the payment would be so it wouldn't hurt them? We're not here to make a person's bad financial situation worse. That's not what Iola is all about. And so in all that instantly, if all of it's verifiable, bank accounts verified and all that's done, in a minute and 10 seconds, we'll have an answer back. And so the clerk goes, hey, good news here. We got your proof for 700. All you got to do is cut us a check today for $150, and you'll be on your way on a brand new set of $700 tires. That's the basic story. And when I finally said that a few times, I finally understood what Iola is all about to me. And yes, it is the best way to pay. Yes, it is a vehicle for people to get the goods that they want and they need. But for me, in this case of mom and dad with their tires, it's a safety net. Iola is a safety net. And to me, we just help them out, making their life a little safer with new tires on their car for their family. And so that's when I really turned on that surfboard out there, and I saw that wave coming, and I said, okay, this is the one. And I went and paddled like the dickens. Out of story for a moment, actually. I wouldn't paddle like the dickens. And, you know, I said to myself, if I can't get a miracle, I'm going to have to become one. And I caught that wave, and that was at the beginning of March. Back into the story. When I'm talking back into the story. Okay, so the company has actually been around for a couple of years. Last April, May, somewhere in there, they put together a traditional sales force, telemarketing force, brought on hundreds of businesses very quickly. And so they decided to move to the agency and agents in the field, more of a personal touch, growing, can go very much quicker, faster. And so that's when it all began back in December. Now, where am I at in the program here? Back to the story. Okay. And so the company's new, they switched to an agency program, we're out on the field, that's why we're talking. Now your job, if I ask you to come into Iola, your job is actually to set up you know, come on in cold off the street to this tire store and present to the owner. And it's really not a, you know, massively hard sell. Most of the owners, it doesn't cost them anything to do what we're doing. Most of them pretty sharp. They see it. They say, let's go for it. But it's your job as an agent to do that. It's also your job as an agent in this company. And if I ask you to come on board, one, you've got to go in and you've got to present you have to train the owner and you have to train all the employees. It's your job also to put up all the POS, point of sale materials, the posters on the wall, the table tents, and train everybody up. Now, when that's done, that's your job. When that's done, you actually get a piece of that $700 transaction. And that's how you earn it. And that is a residual income. Out of story, somebody will ask me right now, well, what do I make? Back in story. And I go, well, you make 2%. 2% of that $714. And you can kind of do the numbers yourself. You know, times 10 sales is 140, times 20 is 280, times 40 is 560. So, you know, we're averaging between 20 and 40 sales a month per store once they're up and running and everybody's trained. And so you can kind of get an idea, you know, of what your income will be. You know, you want 10 stores, 20 stores, how many you want? It's your job to do that. And so that's the basic story of what we're doing here. Now, do you want to know what the next step is? Yes. Okay. What I do now is I'll send you to a website, and it has three presentations on the site. On the left side is the minute and a half presentation, customer presentation. In the middle is the 4-minute merchant presentation. If we get that far with the merchant in the store, normally we don't. Our flyer that we use is excellent, and they get it real quick. But if we need a 4-minute presentation in the store, that's the merchant presentation right in the middle. On the left-hand side is the agent presentation, about 17 minutes. And it'll go over everything in detail. It'll give you the examples. In that presentation, they give you an example of a $500 sale times 10. Well, that's 10 bucks times 10. That's $100. If it was only $100 a month per store, you wouldn't be talking to me on the line because I wouldn't be here. I need a good opportunity where I can help and serve a lot of people but make a lot of money at the same time. Now, those presentations on that website, about 25 minutes. The process is now, is I want you to go look at that. Oh, the website is, you got a pencil? Okay, cool. It's rent for the number four, more sales, plural.com. Rent for more sales.com. That's actually my URL address that I got, and then I forwarded it into my company website. So, when will you get a chance to look at that? I'll look at it this afternoon, or I'll look at it tonight. Okay, good. Now, when can we actually get back together, a follow-up? I do a follow-up phone call with you, answer any questions, and then see if we're going to move forward. Well, I'll look at it tonight at 7. Can we talk tomorrow in the morning, first thing? You bet. Let's go ahead, and does 9 o'clock in the morning sound good for you? That'd be perfect. Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll talk at that time. That is step one, out of story at the moment. That is step one. And step two, I've sent them to the website for the presentation validation, really. They'll go to the website, understand everything that I just went over with them, and they'll have a clear understanding of it. And number three is when I call back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I'm calling back, I'm calling back to collect a decision. I've made a decision at this point. If I've sent them to the website, there's somebody I'd like to do business with and like to have on as an agent in my agency. And so I'm calling back simply to collect a decision. I'm not calling back to convince anybody of anything. I've used the tools, I've explained the system, and I'm calling back to get a decision. Now, when they, I call them back up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, did you get a chance to look at their presentations? Absolutely. If they didn't, I'd say, well, we need to reset another appointment. If they looked at the presentations, and cool. What are your questions? What do you have? And invariably, always, they go, none. Those are pretty good presentations. Okay, cool. Well, what do you think? You know, I think you're somebody with your background and everything else. I'd like to have you on board as an agent. And they go, yeah, I'd like to do that too. And so we go into step, just trying to keep hold of the time here. We go into step four. This is where the rubber meets the road. I mean, all steps are very important, but this is where it really meets the road. I actually have bring themselves into the business. I have them go to my site. Excuse me. I'm sitting in front of my computer. They're sitting in front of theirs. I have them go to rentformoresales.com and go down to the bottom on the right side, click register for free. Make sure my username is in the sponsor. If it is, I have them go ahead and start. They put in their username and they go through the pages. I walk them through. I had difficulty with the phone number. It's kind of weird. You got to go to the second box underneath. And also the birth date is a little challenging. You got to figure out how to put that in. For me, it was, and for a lot of people. That's why I'm on the line with them. Taking them through to the point where they get the welcome letter and they have their ID and they're in the deal. Okay, that's kind of the second lesson right there. One, they understand if they're going to recruit for agents, they understand it. I just took them through it. Two, if they're going to bring an agent on board, they understand it because they just brought themselves in. Three, this is where again the rubber meets the road, is that after they do that, I have them close out the window. I have them go a new window, pull up a new window, and type in ioloagent.com/forward their username. And so they pull it up. I go, this is your site. You don't see your username there in the address bar, but it is your site. This is the site when I bought my URL, rentformoresales.com, from GoDaddy. I forwarded it into my site. You can do the same thing. So I have them go down all the way to the right bottom, click on existing Iolo agent login, and bingo. Up pops, first question I ask, is your username there? Yes. Okay, cool. Pop in your PIN number and that little number there, blue number, pop that. It's a security number. Pop that in the box. Bingo. We go into the back office. I'm on my back office. They're on their back office. First thing I take them to. This is my fast start training, by the way. I've done this, and 4 days later, I've got guys bringing in stores. So, anyway, upper right-hand corner. You see your username? Click on that. Pops down. See that profile there? If you need to change anything, there's where you go in to do it. Okay, cool. Go over to the left side. I want you to click on resources. First button under resources, home. Click on home. There's your welcome page with your ID number. Everything I'm about to go over with you, I want you to read later. I don't want you to do that now. I'm just going to go over and I'm going to help you get started quickly. Go back over to the resources page, or the resource button. Under there is new agent checklist. Click that. I go over pretty much every bullet on the new agent checklist, especially highlighting where we're on right now, Iolo Radio. This is an invaluable tool. And I take them to the archive, and I have specific shows that I take them to. I take them to Dahlia in Southern Cal, her March 5th and 6th, how she was explaining how she brought 20 stores in a very short period of time and how she trained everybody up. Then I take them to Bud's explanation of merchant training document, March 9th and March 10th. And I say those are a must-do. Go back, and then the radio shows a must-do every day. And then, you know, I take them through everything on there and go, this, you have to do the two-hour creating a successful merchant. And it just has to be done. Then number eight, the merchant training. I have them go to there, pop up all those bullets. You got to do that. You have to go through each and every one of these. And then I take them back on the left-hand side, and I'll take them down to marketing materials. And I'll walk them through the Leave Behind flyer that's customizable. Tell them how to do that. Tell them what they need to put on there. They need to put their name, their phone number, iolomerchant.com, the portal where we bring merchants into the company, and their agent ID on that, and then put on the other side that customer sample application. And they can go out as soon as they get through with all these. And I tell them, it's about 10 hours of study total. And so they get it. Last thing, I go down on the right-hand side to support under the resources tab. I take them to FAQ, and I tell them, when you go through all of that, the new agent checklist, the merchant training, 10 bullets, when you get through all of that, the back IOLA radio segments and the archives, you get through all of that, which could be anywhere from 6 to 10 hours, depending on how quick of a study you are. You come to the FAQ. If you have any questions, you come through these 42 questions here, and the answers are below. If your answer is not there, then you call me, and if I don't know the answer, I'll go find it for you. Welcome to IOLA. It's going to be a pleasure doing, you know, being a partner with you, being an agent with you. Let's build it. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. And one more thing for everybody on the line. Whatever goes around comes around. And if you're positive, good things will come back to you. Back to you, Tony.
Boy, man, that's so true, Steve. Man, what a fantastic discovery and journey you've taken us on this morning. I love the way you've woven this into a story and really expressed this in such a beautiful way that makes it so clear for us to understand. You covered a lot of information in the last 20 minutes. I hope everybody recognizes that they can go to iolaradio.com later today and hear this discussion again, and then again, and then again. And I hope everybody's taking good notes, because you've given us an overall comprehensive description of exactly a process that we can follow. You know, Bud and the team have really put together some amazing tools for us. Alan's working on the, you know, getting the product in a place where the product really works for the merchants. We've got a great team here, but you've really, I think, added a tremendous piece here for us as agents in the field this morning, Steve. And I just want to personally say thank you so very, very much for that. And I know Bud's still hanging out here with us, but Bud, you got any thoughts or comments on this fantastic story? By the way, Steve, it's I'm looking forward to seeing you again, you know, because you and I met up there at the Great Lakes late last year, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again at the Iowa Celebration this year.
You bet. Me too.
Now, Tony, like I say, I'm so thrilled. Steve, thank you so much for coming on. Again, folks, the secret is use the system. There is a system in place. The good news is it's getting better and better. In fact, tomorrow we should have a new announcement for you of a tool that we mentioned earlier in the week that should be ready and posted tomorrow for you to use, and that's the new merchant video. And by the way, that the new video is 5 minutes long, not four, so Steve, you're going to have to change your description there. But I'm going to suggest that to make this duplicatable, Steve just did everything that makes this whole thing duplicatable. Go use the tools. He uses the replicated website. He uses the resources guide. He uses the back office and goes through it with them. And he sets expectations, which is so important. He lets the people, he qualifies them first, sets expectations with them so they know what's expected of them, and he's creating a successful organization. But I'm going to suggest, you know, go in with the flyer, but also be prepared to show that video. Ask the merchant if they can break away for 5 minutes. I think it's 5 minutes and 13 seconds. And let them watch that video, because that is going to be duplicatable, especially when you have merchants or agents that are out in the field with you that you're training, that are watching you. And even, Steve, in that process, when you're saying you have to present to the merchant, if you say you have to go in, ask them a question, and then push play on a video, that's really all you have to do. That question to the merchant is the key. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Are you currently using a rent-to-own program now, a no-credit check program for your customers? And if they say yes, great. Here's something that you might like to add, just like you have Visa, MasterCard. If you say no, then, hey, do you have 5 minutes that I can share something with you? By the way the new video is set up, it's set up so if they're already using another one or two or three rent-to-own programs, they can skip the first 2.5 minutes. You could go and start the video at 2 minutes and 30 seconds and just watch the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and it explains the differences or why we are a great choice for them to add to what they're doing. If they don't use any right now, then just play the video the whole way through. You can play it the whole way through for either of them, but it answers all of the questions. Rather than you having to try to explain it to them, and again, everybody's going to do that differently, here they're getting one consistent message. And again, if they can press play on a tablet or a laptop or a computer, then they can do this business because, again, there's tools at your disposal. But, you know, Steve, you just did a great job, and I think one of the things you said is when, you know, people get into Iolo because it's pretty cool, the concept of, you know, not having to pay anything, no money to join, no monthly fee. You don't have anything to sell. The merchants can't pay you money. That's a great concept. So you get into Iolo. That's pretty cool. But the most important thing I heard you say today is when you finally plugged in and went through all the training and listened and were plugged in, finally Iolo got into you. And you understood it. And you understand the power of this and how many millions of families that this can help. And now Iolo is into you, and there's no getting it out of you. So, again, thank you so much for your time and effort. I don't know if we mentioned this, but I just looked at the back office. In the last 11 days, you have 27 new personally registered agents in your agency, and now that's starting to duplicate.
Wow.
Because now they're going out and bringing in agents also. Plus, more importantly, they're bringing in merchants. Because why? Because they're trained up. You have given them the path to follow, and they know what to do, and they're doing it. And like you say, within a few days, they're out in the field effectively and correctly enrolling merchants. So, Steve, great job. I can't wait to see you and share some more time with you again in August in Chicago at Iolibration. I definitely enjoyed meeting you in Chicago and Crystal Lake at corporate headquarters, and I just want to share in your successes and share it with everybody else. Thank you for coming on board.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks so much, Steve. We really do appreciate it. It's been a fantastic show. And, Steve, I want to just give you the last word on today's show so that you could just kind of tell the audience any last tips you got here as we close the show. I do want to give you a sincere applause from everybody in the audience. a great contribution to our education today, Steve. I'll give you the last word here for the next 15 seconds.
You bet. Well, you know, and again, I'm honored to be on board. I really am. And when it became a light that Iolo is a safety net and that we're there to help these people, it's amazing. And I'll leave you with this. You can let things happen to you, or you can make things happen for you. Let's get her going.
There you go. Some wise advice from a very wise and experienced man in the field. I hope everybody has enjoyed this as much as Bud and I have today. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning with another guest on Iolo Radio.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IoloRadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.